Okay, so we've already seen what are the external and internal sources of finance. Now, before making a choice which source of finance to look at, let us look at what are the merits of this internal sources of finance and what are the limitations of each source, whether internal or external. So, talking about merits of internal sources of finance, internal source of finance is that source of finance which is very easy to access. It's very easy. Why? Because it is internal. You are generating cash within. You're bootstrapping the cash. So it's very easily available for business. It is cost effective because the money which you have is faster available. It's timely available. And maybe it doesn't come with the 100% commitment of paying any interest or lending loan. Okay, if you go for a loan which is an external source, there's a percentage interest which you need to pay outside. So this is comparatively cheaper because it is faster, it is timely, may not come up with the X commitment of repaying it with a very big percentage or a cost margin. There is no dilution of ownership since you're utilizing your own fund. You're not going to new equity shareholder. The owners remain the same. The ownership doesn't get diluted. Your equity debt level remains the same. There is no loss of control. See, internal source of finance means you have internally bootstrapped the money and you only the person who is deciding. So since you have not diluted your stake, there is complete control with you. In case you go to a venture capitalist, that person is going to take decisions on behalf of the company since it's going to give you funds. But when you're bootstrapping your money and you know you're again putting it back in the business, you have entire control of money on your own. So there's no loss of control when it comes to internal source. There is no repayment obligation, no legal obligation of repayment of any interest or any other money. No such legality is involved. This is more flexible. You can use the money as you want. You don't require any board approvals. Internally utilizing the money, the profitability of the company is further used for expanding the business. It's easier to get such permission. It's more flexible. You may change it from one project to another. There is a lot of confidentiality maintained. In case of internal source of money, all in the company are already aware what's happening, how the funds would be utilized. You don't have to, you know, go outside and tell somebody how you're going to invest the money. So it's 100% confidentiality. Only you know what kind of project you're going to come, what kind of expansion you're going to do, when you're going to do. Whereas in case of external fund, in case you go with an IPO, you need to mention the same in the red herring prospectus. What is the plan for which you're raising money? There is also an improved cash flow management. The cash which is idle in the company is utilized for further increasing profitability of the company. This is one of the biggest merit of internal source of finance. Now, what could be the limitation of this internal source of finance? What limits the use of internal source of finance? Why would you not like to take only internal source and look at other revenues also? First, internal source of finance are comparatively lesser in volume, and so they are said to be limited funds. The funds are limited. They could be used for short-term projects, cannot be used for a bigger project. There is a possibility, yes, you have the cash flows this year. You're not confident whether you'll have the same cash flows in the next year. So it's limited funds. It also is completely dependent on profits. If the company ever makes any loss, you'll run out of any cash or any money for doing the project further. So there's a lot of dependency on profit when it comes to internal source of finance. If any year you're making lesser profits, your source of funds is lesser money available for doing further business. I'll also say internal source of finance leads to an opportunity cost loss. Okay, you're using your internal money for doing something else. When you're using that money, you're not paying off that money in form of dividend. So there's an opportunity cost loss. Your equity investor may not be happy with this decision, and that could also impact your share price. So this decision comes with an opportunity cost loss. There is also a reduced liquidity when it comes to internal source of finance. When we are saying reduced liquidity, I have now put in my internal source at my profitable money into growing some new business. So my working capital gets disturbed. I am not sure whether I have sufficient fund to meet my future short-term commitments of funds. I don't know if I have sufficient money for meeting my contingency. So you get a little tighter on the budget. This particular internal source of finance also may lack diversification. Maybe you are using the same money for expanding similar business, but when you want to diversify into new avenues, you require a good amount of money and you're not confident whether this would become a cash cow for the next project, which is completely different. So this particular internal source of finance is also limited to profitability again, to, you know, retained earnings again. So there is lack of diversification of avenues from which this internal source of finance can come. It also says this using internal source of finance also impacts your financial statements. It somewhere impacts your, you know, total working capital cycle. It impacts your cash flows. And so it impairs your financial statement. It impacts your financial statements, which a lot of equity investors won't like. It would impact the return on your different, you know, ratios. So return on your assets may get changed, return on your equity may look different. And so this leads to impairment of financial statements. So only dependency on internal source of finance could impair or could affect your financial statements. There is also a potential of getting a decrease or a lower credit rating because of only using internal source of finance. I'm not paying off dividend. And so my credit rating in this is in the market could dip. From an investor perspective, investor would say, okay, company doesn't pay any cash dividend from last 2 years. So maybe this stock is not worth investing in. So my credit rating gets impacted if I'm not looking at external sources and only dependent on internal sources of finance. So utilizing profit for making more business and not distributing also impacts the company's financial statements and credit ratings. Now, if that's the case, we'll go to external source of finance to raise the money. Let's look at what are the merits. What are the best things about, you know, going to somebody else, going in the market and asking for money. So first merit is flexibility. Now, I'm flexible to enough as much, you know, I'm flexible enough to ask any amount of fund, whether to an equity holder or to a debt holder. I have a lot of flexibility to also raise the same fund from different avenues. So flexibility of raising fund is very, very high. When it comes to an IPO, I have full flexibility. I'm raising a huge chunk of money. How would I list my IPO? When would I come with it? Whether I would privately place it? What percentage privately placed, etc., etc. So the flexibility is very high. There is huge chunk of money. So the funds increases as you're looking at external source of money. Internal sources, limited funds. External sources, huge chunk of fund. There is also an improved credit profile. I have raised money from the market. I'm paying off my debt on time. My CIBIL score increases. So a company also sees an improved credit profile. Your debt holders are happy. Your credit ratings improve. Your score improves in the market. You also increase your market value. Okay, so you're not only increasing your debt, maybe you're also increasing your market value indirectly when you're paying off the debt. That means the business is generating sufficient cash every year to pay off the debt. So it increases the shareholder value, it increases the market value for the share. In case you're going for an external source of finance, you would be required to give a lot of financial statements, a lot of explanation where and how the project would be, you know, done, what kind of investment you're going to come with. This ensures that the company is able to get the best expertise on their idea. So I may go to a bank and I may ask, I want to invest in so-and-so project and this is my idea. And the bankers, while they're evaluating, may ask me a lot of questions, would have some points talking in my financial statement. This also gives a lot of intelligence to the company, what can be done and what cannot be done. So this biggest merit of an external source of finance is it actually generates a lot of expert advice for you as an owner. You can also do a lot of diversification. Taking this external source of finance. So you may not venture into the same company, same product line. You may start your own new company, a new subsidiary. You may go for a backward or a forward integration, or you may diversify into different product line. That's only possible if there is an external source of finance. So your chunk of money can help you do better diversification compared to using internal source of money. This is cost effective. Internal sources said to be at times little, you know, costlier, because if I am an equity shareholder and this year, if you have earned me profit of 100 crore, next year I want you to earn 110 crores. So I'm looking at an 11% return instead of a 10% return on my share. So If that's the case, if I'm using my retained earning, then the cost of equity is higher compared to cost of debt. So external source, when it raised from debt, could be cheaper compared to raising it from internal sources. So these are some merits of external sources of finance. Now, if these are the merits and this looks to be very lucrative, is it really worth only looking at external source of finance? What could be the limitations in case of external sources of finance? First biggest limitation is debt burden. I have raised money from the bank. It comes with a legal obligation to pay off the interest, principal, as well as my amount. So repayment schedule could be very tight. I have to ensure the company has sufficient cash generated every year, every month, quarter, whatever would be the payments terms defined with the financial institution. So it comes with a lot of burden or legal obligation to pay off the debt. If not paid on time, it could impact my brand, my CIBIL score, my goodwill, and the valuation of the company. Next is, since I've involved external party, maybe I've gone to a venture capitalist and raised money, there's a lot of loss of control. Now, people who have invested money in me, the investors would want to understand how I'm taking decision, and they would also now become part owners, maybe if they are VCs or if they are angel investors, and they would want to come and sit with you and understand what kind of decisions you are taking and may interfere in your decision making. So you may lose some control when you're looking at such big investment from external sources. There could be a covenants and restrictions. Covenants and restrictions usually come in writing, at times legal obligation when it even comes to debentures and bonds. So it may say that the debenture cannot get converted into equity shares. If that's the case, if you have a restriction in place and you have to pay those, debenture holders, then definitely it's going to impact you in the year the repayment has to be done for a huge sum of money. So the company may become cash, has to save a lot of cash to repay this and would lose all the cash in the year when the repayment is done. So this restrictions can actually hamper the growth of the business. Okay, a venture capitalist may put a restriction of you only doing X business till year one and then Y business to in year two and will only give you that amount of chunk of money. This restriction also impacts, hampers the growth of the business. Repayment obligations definitely impact. They are legal obligations. There is a lot of cost. External source of finance comes with a cost. In cases depreciation, it's not that there is only opportunity cost attached to it, but external source, each source has a different cost, and this cost is very high for a company. Now the profit would get lesser because you're incurring a cost on raising the finance. Legal and regulatory requirements would be there. If I'm going for an IPO, SEBI has a very long procedure for raising money from equity share. It also have a lot of restrictions, 25% money coming from X, underwriter to be there, a depository to be created. All this also incurs a lot of cost, and these regulatory requirements and legal compliance takes a lot of time. So that also impacts, it's a limitation of an external source of finance. It takes a lot of time to raise money and a lot of procedure at time to be done. So my reputation could be at risk if I'm not able to generate sufficient profit. My reputation is at a risk if I'm not able to repay. And so external source of finance comes with a bigger risk compared to internal source of finance. In case of external source of finance, there are also now international avenues available. So why restrict yourself when it comes to external source of finance to raise money only from the country? Let's go to the international market to raise money. So international markets are now open for raising money in different forms. First, go to a foreign bank and ask for a loan. So you can have commercial banks lending you money for doing business in domestic markets. So international banks, Standard Chartered is one of the best examples of a bank giving foreign loans to do domestic business. So foreign loans given in India maximum by this particular bank. There are other banks who are slowly taking up. So foreign banks lending you to you, giving you foreign loans at a cheaper price than domestic loans. Very, very, good source when it comes to finance. Maybe I want to set up a plant. I am Mahindra and Mahindra. I want to set up a plant in Europe. To set up a plant in Europe, I want to take a euro loan. I don't want to take a rupee loan. Fine. So commercial bank, foreign banks would help you take this loan. Next is foreign direct investment. Apple opening a plant in India or Mahindra and Mahindra opening a plant abroad. Everything would be turned. Since you're opening a plant, you're investing in plant and machinery. It's known as foreign direct investment. So foreign direct investment route would also tell you how much percent lending is, you know, available for you, whether it is 50%, 100%, what kind of investment you can go with. And since you're terming yourself to be an FDI, you could get better investors, not only Indian, but also foreign players coming and pooling in money for your business. Next is international banks and financial institutions. Whichever country you want to go or whichever offshore center is there, any country, any bank, you could raise money in whichever currency denomination you want now. So these banks not only help you reserve your foreign revenues, but also helps you manage or take term loans on whatever forex you have generated by exporting business. So international bank and financial institution can also give you different types of loans depending on the money or the bills which you have generated. You may also go to international market and raise money from global depository receipts, that is GDR, American depository receipts, which is ADR, or Indian depository receipts, or foreign currency convertible bond. Each instrument has its own flavor. When you are raising money from global markets in form of receipts, it is global. When you are per se only looking at US stock market for raising money, it is ADR. And for India, you as a foreign player coming and listing your company in India, it is known as IDR. So you may use any of these receipts to raise foreign loan. That is, you can enter into any international capital market. You may list your share on New York Stock Exchange or maybe, you know, on NYSE. So New York Stock Exchange or maybe in UK capital market or on London Mercantile Exchange. You may go to any foreign capital market for raising this particular loan. So, you are now only not confined to domestic border, but you are also looking at international sources to get this money. Now, if you're very clear with respect to what are internal and external sources of finance, let's also talk about factors that may affect the choice of business finance. Now, how do I decide which one is better, an external source or an internal source? Which source looks better? This decision is basically defined by looking at what is the cost at that particular source comes in. So what is the cost of raising finance through equity? What is the cost of raising finance through debenture and so on? Lesser the cost, more preferable is the source. So you'll try to look at the different cost of different avenues and take a decision which one is better. What is the purpose in the time period of financing? If I'm looking at a short-term period loan, then why not go to a bank and take a loan? So I want, you know, cash only for say 15 days. So I might use an overdraft facility instead of going and approaching, you know, a venture capitalist or an angel investor to give that money. It also talks about credit worthiness. If the company has a very good CIBIL standing, very good credit rating, it's easier for it to raise finance in the debt market. If that's the case, you would prefer debt over equity. There could be a lot of control considerations. See, when you're raising money in debt market or when you're raising money through equity, SEBI has its own regulation. In debt market, the lender may put in a lot of restrictions. So looking at the restrictions, whether you are able to manage the cash flows, if yes, you're okay with those considerations, then you will choose that particular source of finance. Company's risk appetite with respect to repayment of principal and interest also decides whether you choose equity or debt. So whether you're going for external or internal also depends on your risk appetite, your appetite to repay the money back. Market conditions also help you understand which form of source of capital is better. In case the market is right now in a boom scenario, I would want to come with an IPO and make money out of it. Okay, I'll have good amount of money raised through IPO, invest and expand my business further as I see a lot of demand coming for the product. As the market is booming, purchasing power of people have increased. In case there is a recession, I would want to give away all the money, even the retained earnings as part of dividend, and wait for the situation to become normal for raising further money. Nature of business and legal and regulatory factors also impact my decision when it comes to business finance. If my nature of business, as I told, it could be a consumer good company, where in the money keeps on coming every day, versus an auto manufacturer which has to wait for the entire vehicle to be ready and to be sold. There is a difference between both the business nature of businesses, and looking at both the nature, I'll decide whether to prefer debt or equity. So the sector comes with its own flavor. The company knows whether to raise money or not to raise money from which format. Legal and regulatory factors also impact. If I'm already, you know, under MSME, then definitely I would want to raise money from bank loan, which is cheaper because under the MSME Act. I am a priority lending sector, and so it's easy to get a debt over an equity. So first utilize my bank loan, then go on MSME exchange and list my share. Tax benefits also help you understand. So I will not only have an full equity company. I want some debt in the company so that I have benefit of interest. So interest would help me save little tax. So I may use debt also to save tax in as a source of finance. So your choice of source of finance could be dependent on these different factors. Each factor is unique for each type of company, each sector. Look around for all these factors, take the right decision, evaluating each factor in detail. Thank you.